I'm Alan Hardy.
Hi, this is Matty Cash.
Hi, I'm Darren Fletcher.
Hi, I'm Stuart Pearce, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Welcome to the home of the oldest professional football club in the country.
The expectation of the fans now is to be talking about promotion.
As a team, as a squad of players, we've come a long way.
Goals from Jason Cummings and from Kieran Dowell in that match.
The City Ground's got that special buzz about it.
Obviously, it's such a big club and the fan base is massive.
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to Over the Trend with me, your host Liam Kenny. We are officially back to dissect all things Notts County in the midst of this current crisis. Joining myself today are Matt Webb, Jimmy Morehouse and Alex Zonneveld. So first things first, lads, obviously been a very, very eventful few weeks at Notts County. Well, a very eventful season thus far so far. So we'll start with you, Matt. Obviously going back to the start of the season, we had Kevin Nolan in at the helm. Everything looked so promising. The big name signings were in, David Vaughan, Enzio Bolge-Weljan, or however you like to pronounce it, as I'm sure we'll go on to. But yeah, just for starters, Matt, where do you think that it's all gone wrong for County this season?
Well, I think, Liam, you can't look further than the top, really. And I think the decisions made by Alan Hardy as chairman have been dubious, to say the least, you know. Whether or not Kew was the right point, we'll come on to later on. But Nolan obviously nearly got County promoted last season. They looked set to be promoted probably this time last year. They were top of the table for the first half of the season, really. And yes, they did slip a little bit. But I think most County fans would have expected Nolan to be given a decent run in the job. You know, obviously, he's proved his worth as manager before. You could see at the time where Hardy was coming from, he was talking about how they hadn't won quite many games at all. I think it was something like 5 out of 20 or something. So there was definitely a lack of form there. So you can understand where that was coming from. But it's just really a slippery slope from there onwards, and it's just gone really downhill very quickly.
And Jimmy, talked Alan, when we spoke to him over since doing this podcast, he constantly mentions the word project, and he said that Kevin Nolan was into a 3 to 5 year plan that obviously didn't get to be seen out. And then the next thing we know is that Harry Kewell's bought in, and obviously at the press conference Alan Hardy said
it's a shame it's only a 3 year contract, you know, because I'd like to have been more, but we're restricted by what we'd like to do. So if I could have given him a 5-year contract, I'd give him a 5-year contract.
So saying there that he would have given him a 5-year contract if it needs be, and he's lasted 73 days. So where do you think it all went wrong for Harry Kewell? Do you think it was the right appointment to begin with?
I don't think it was the right appointment to begin with. Harry Kewell obviously wanted to come in and instill this sort of style of football, and it just didn't really match County style at all. Obviously, with the likes of Stead in the team, they seemed to go more long ball last year, and it did work for a certain time under Kevin Nolan, but I think towards the end of last season, we saw them start to slump a bit, obviously with the playoff defeat to Coventry. And they started to just play a bit poorly, and it sort of transitioned into the next season. Kevin Nolan started really poorly, and obviously Alan Hardy, I think he could have brought in someone a lot better and someone with a lot more experience, because Harry Kewell had only not been at Crawley for that long and didn't really have the best winning like ratio there. So it was quite surprising to see him brought in, and It's disappointing because obviously he wanted to play a certain way, but he was never really given time to do that. And unfortunately, Alan Hardy made the choice that, you know, it wasn't going to continue that way. And to be honest, I don't really blame him there, because, you know, he's paid the money to bring him in. And, you know, if he didn't think it was going to work out, then County are in real trouble of getting relegated. So he needs to make a change. And it's just interesting to see how the next manager will do now.
And it was a very brave decision by Alan to subsequently sack him after, you know, essentially being the only one that thought it was a good appointment. As he's touched on, Jimmy's winning record wasn't great. I think he'd won about 14 of 57 with Crawley, and his record at Notts is pretty similar. I think he won 3 out of 17. So obviously something wasn't right, and a very brave move to pull the trigger on Kewell. So Alex, going forward now for County, there are strong rumours that Neil Ardley is set to be appointed. Firstly, just want to get your thoughts on the season so far, and if you think Neil is the man to save it, essentially.
Well, I think the season so far has just been really disappointing. I think that's the best word you can really use for it. Real optimism at the start of the season. I mean, really hoping to continue the momentum from getting to the playoffs unexpectedly, and Nolan had done a cracking job. I'm really just hoping to carry that on. Unfortunately, Nolan, for whatever reason, just couldn't get the team to perform this year. And there's been a few unsubstantiated allegations about his personal life and his alleged drinking problems, I should say. But at the end of the day, he couldn't perform. And I actually think that sacking him was the right choice at the time. I think Hardy had to act. He'd spent a fair bit of money, right? And we had to try and keep the momentum. And at the end of the day, I think it was the right call to sack him. I think the appointment of Harry Kewell was a mistake. I think we'll all agree on that. But I know Matt briefly touched on, or Jim touched on his style of football, which I agree is totally unsuited. I think County is quite old school, where you do almost, as in people hate it, but you need to pump the long balls. You need to really hoof it forward to the big man. And at the end of the day, Kewell was trying to play football I don't necessarily think suited County. The other thing about Kewell, I don't think he's experienced enough. His managerial style at Crawley, yeah, it was all right. I mean, he did a good job with what he had. What you needed for County was it was a club down on its luck in this season, a club with the potential to do really well. And I think that the players have shown that, especially players like Boldwine, who was a cracking signing, and I think has proven he was probably worth the money. The fact is, you need an old school manager with plenty of experience to say, lads, sort your heads out, right? And just push on. And that's not, I don't think, what Kewell did. In terms of Neil Ardley, I think it's probably a good call. I think Kewell, Hardy had to pull the trigger. Ardley's probably a good call. The one thing I would say, which is slightly concerning, is although he was a pretty phenomenal manager for AFC Wimbledon and did a lot of the club in his 6 years there, and I think before he left he was the third longest serving manager at the minute in the top four tiers of English football. I think that in his last 12 games at AFC Wimbledon he lost 10 of them, which is quite problematic to then leave a club and a week later start at Notts County. He just has to make sure his head is in the right place, because it's difficult for anyone to move on after 6 years, but especially in fairly poor circumstances. I just hope he has what it takes to really turn County around. That's my big concern.
I'm Les Brad, I'm Notts County's all-time high school scorer, and you're listening to Over the Trent.
Yeah, and you raise a really good point, because clearly there is something seriously wrong at the club, whether that be the players in the dressing room or somebody behind the scenes. I mean, Paul Hart was brought in alongside Kewell as well. I don't think we've seen him. I've not seen him personally at a match day since. And, you know, when things do start to go wrong, like they have been doing under Harry Kewell, the fingers do get pointed, and unfortunately they are being pointed at Alan Hardy. And in terms of Neil Ardley, of course, you do raise a very, very good point that after sitting at the same club for, was it 4 years? He was at
six years
being at Wimbledon. You do get a degree of comfortableness. And now he's going to leave a League One club that are really struggling, Wimbledon, and he's going to a League Two club that are struggling. And I say they've got massive problems in there. Matt, for you, what is the... You were at the Swindon game, and obviously they played very well in that first half, and the Swindon, that was Swindon's only game win in about 12 games, I think, and Phil Brown has subsequently been sacked as well. What could you put your finger on what went wrong in that game, why they capitulated? Because as you say, they were playing some good football in the first half.
They were playing really good football. The main reason that they didn't actually... They were 1-0 up at half-time, and Lawrence Vigouroux, the Swindon goalkeeper, made, I think, about 6 or 7 fantastic saves in the first 25 minutes, and they had a really high level of intensity, but they then just lost that. They weren't able to carry the momentum forwards. They got a bit complacent in the game, but Swindon didn't play well at all, and they assumed that Swindon were going to be similarly rubbish in the second half. But actually, Swindon really stepped up their level, and County couldn't respond. So I don't know if it's some sort of mindset problem that they were facing in that game, but it was just disappointing to see. Obviously I'm a Swindon fan, so I was sort of relieved to see Swindon get the win, and even more relieved to see Phil Brown get the sack. Very pleased that County didn't appoint him. He's, you know, you can see from him sliding down from the Championship to League Two that there's obviously a consistent factor that he's not a great manager. But yeah, I think that County have just lacked a mindset. I think that their squad is too bloated. They've got too many different types of players from different strategies. And so I think that one thing that Neil Ardley, who looks like he's probably going to be appointed, will need to do in January and the summer, if he's still around then, is to essentially sort out the squad, because, you know, they've got a squad that has too many different strategies sort of embedded in it. And therefore, they need to really sort of say, right, we're either going to play long ball football, or if you want to play a different brand of football, you know, you can play more passing football. They need to really commit to one brand, I think.
Yeah, of all due respect to Alan Hardy, like a point that Alex was saying about the football, like this is League Two. This isn't the Champions League. It doesn't necessarily matter how many passes are strung together. And I can guarantee you if Notts County won the league or got promoted by playing hoofball the whole year, they wouldn't mind. You know, look where they are now. They're in the bottom three and they've been trying to play out from the back and stuff like that this season. And you raise a good point in terms of the squad, because you've got the remnants now of the John Sheridan squad somewhat, the Kevin Nolan squad. But then again, the squad was ripped apart in the summer. Lost Shola Amiobi, Alan Smith, Carl Dickinson, George Grant, well, Ryan Yates going even further back, but he was a massive part of the success that Kevin Nolan had at the early part of last season. So now we look ahead to January and another new manager, So another new manager with a new transfer window. Can you see signings coming in, Jimmy, in January?
Well, I think if it is Neil Adley who is to come in, which it does seem pretty likely he is going to, then I can definitely see him bringing in some of his own sort of types of players. They're going to have to give Neil Adley time because, as we saw from his time at AFC Wimbledon, you know, he got them promoted from the lower leagues. And although he did start to struggle, like, in the last couple of seasons in League One, he still did a fantastic job on such a low budget to get them promoted. And I think what the turning point for him this season was obviously they lost Lyle Taylor, who'd been their sort of star striker for a few seasons. He went to Charlton and they didn't really replace him. So I think the sack was coming for him at Wimbledon, but he could definitely do a good job at Notts County if he can sort of adapt, because obviously County have got probably one of the biggest budgets in League Two. And so it'll be a different sort of club and probably better facilities and things like that. But in terms of transfers, yeah, definitely. I think Adley will bring in, it won't surprise me if he brings in a few from Wimbledon even. Yeah, it won't surprise me if he brings in a few signings from Wimbledon, those sort of players maybe that he's had in the past, because he knows that they can do a sort of job in League Two and sort of the lower depths of League Two, because that's what he's done in the past. And yeah, definitely he will bring in some people for sure.
And Alex, now as a long time follower since you've been in the city, now evaluating the season, what's gone on last season, the season before that, is now the target for County just to secure Football League status and survive? Because it's not great reading, is it? I mean, at the minute they've conceded 41 goals, they've only conceded 46 in the entire last season. So five more goals go in and they've beat the record that Kevin Nolan set. So they are in dire straits. It pains me to say it really does, but it is not really good at Notts County at the minute. What do you think the short-term target and then the long-term target should be as well for Notts County and Alan Hardy?
Well, I think that the short-term target is keeping the ship afloat and the long-term target is steadying the ship. It would be genuinely quite nice to see the Ardley stay on for a few years, right, and actually Notts County sort themselves out and establish themselves first and foremost as a club which is stable in League Two. We shouldn't be in a situation where they're constantly bouncing between the relegation zone and the playoffs. What you first need to establish is a base and a good foundation. Bring in a few solid young players, right, and genuinely make sure you understand the style of football you want to play. Don't be messing around with new managers like Huell trying to change the style. We understand County's style. Hopefully, Ardy knows it. I think bringing in a few players over the transfer window will definitely help, right? Especially at the back, as you said, because even while County were dire last year, they had a pretty stable defence, I like to think. I didn't see many losses by 4-0 or 3-0. Whereas this season, I think they've really struggled at the back. But yeah, I think in the short term and long term, it's about making sure we understand the sort of team we are and just stop the sort of seemingly schizophrenic style of play we seem to have, where we sort of bounce back and forth season after season. Hardy came in January 2017, and I still don't think anyone's fully decided whether that's a good thing or not. I think the jury is still out after a year and a half because there's so much back and forth. But yeah, I think in the long term, it would just be nice to see County as a team sort of consistent top 10, right, possibly pushing for the playoffs.
Listening to URN Sport. Listening to URN.
And now moving on to the chairman himself, Alan Hardy. Big news this week that he has decided to leave Twitter due to a torrent of personal abuse that he's received. Now, he's been on Twitter ever since he took over the club, and I've spoken to him before about it, and he said he likes Twitter because it's a good way to keep engaged with the fans. But for whatever reason, he's gone back on that now, and he's left Twitter for the considerable future. A good thing, guys?
Probably for the moment, yeah. I mean, I suppose he was enjoying Twitter whilst Notts County were winning last season, and he was getting a lot of positive feedback from the fans. But, you know, ultimately, if you're putting yourself out there in the public eye like Alan Hardy has, he's a very public chairman. You've got to be expected to take some criticism when things didn't go your way. And ultimately, his biggest mistake, not necessarily sacking Kevin Nolan, that was probably the right thing to do. As the guys touched upon, appointing Harry Kewell was really a step too far. You know, he obviously wants to take Notts County to a really high level of English football, that's clear. However, you can't jump into that too quickly. And what you've got to do is consistently build yourself throughout the leagues. And what he needed to do was appoint a manager. He was more in a similar style to Kevin Nolan, but obviously without some of the perhaps the personal issues. And to basically build them up gradually, get him eventually into League One, then secure them in League One, then eventually get him into Championship. And then you can start to think about playing some nicer football and getting those sort of players in along with a manager that might suit that sort of football. It was too much too soon, really. And I think that's why he's getting some deserved criticism, because he really got a bit too excited and jumped the gun, I think.
Jimmy, what did you think of how he tweeted, how he would tweet openly about, you know, he's criticised Kevin Nolan, he's criticised Harry Kewell, he gave a big inkling that he was going to sack Harry Kewell by a fan tweeted him saying, hey, Harry Kewell was a massive mistake, and he refused to deny it. He just said, yes, it's been the toughest period of my life. And that was sort of a nod to say, yeah, he's probably going this week. So in terms of how he operates on the gym, do you think it's going to affect Notts County in a good way, a bad way, or just not really make that much of a difference?
I'm personally under the impression that chairmen shouldn't be on Twitter because, as you say, he's revealing sort of things that perhaps shouldn't be in the public eye. He, by tweeting those things about Kevin Nolan and Harry Kewell, like, that's going to find their way to Nolan and Kewell themselves, and that's not exactly going to boost their confidence when they see that the chairman's, you know, constantly looking over their shoulder and thinking, you know, when's the right time to sack them. I think he should just keep his own business to himself, really, and maybe if he does come back onto Twitter, it should just be as a basis of, like, if they are doing well, and he just wants to congratulate people, because to begin with, it was a good thing, perhaps, in that obviously when County were winning and doing well. But if he's going to be on Twitter just to sort of criticise the people that he's own, like, employed himself, then I don't think it's a right thing. And I think he's made the right decision to take a step away from social media for now.
And Alex, your thoughts on the whole Alan Hardy Twitter fiasco?
Well, can I start by saying I love it when clubs are very transparent on Twitter. I think the non-league really leads the way here in terms of the conference clubs, where they're very transparent. And anytime there's any sort of serious event, they'll be the first to put out a statement saying, hey, this is exactly what's going on, and let the fans know. So I think it's great that County should follow this and have some sort of official Notts County thing where, like Hardy tried to do on his own Twitter, keep it very transparent, make it clear to the fans what's going on at any given point. That being said, I think it was a terrible idea for Hardy to be this active on Twitter. First of all, Alan, you're a big boy, right? People are mean, especially on the internet. If you're not doing well and you've made some controversial decisions, you're going to get stick. Every celebrity gets stick online. And I'm not surprised. Obviously, I don't endorse any of the sort of hate or vitriol targeted towards him. But come on, how old is Alan Hardy? He's got to expect it, right? It's Twitter. We know what's going on. I don't think it's a good idea for himself Twitter for that reason. I mean, all it's going to do is it's going to wind him up. It's going to stress him out, right? Let the club make the statement. Let hire someone who can step away, echo your thoughts almost through an official statement, but you don't have to constantly see this torrent of abuse. Second, if you're going to have Twitter, don't try and undermine your current manager before they've even been sacked. Come on. Seriously? Like, that, I don't understand why you do that. What do you hope to achieve from that, right? So a disgruntled fan might be a bit happier that he's got a response. Brilliant. But your current manager of your football team knows that you've publicly lost confidence in him. I don't care what he was saying to Kewell in the background. He should be having a go at Kewell, right? Saying, listen, you need to sort yourself out or you're going to go. You can never go out publicly and criticise your manager while he's still at the club. It's shocking to me. It really is shocking. So, yeah, I think it's fantastic that he stepped away from Twitter. I think it's fantastic for himself and his mental state. I think it's fantastic for the club. I hope that they keep up the transparency anyway, because I'll give it to him. He was very open. And if he was unhappy about something, he would always say, which is very nice and refreshing seeing. You don't get that at a lot of clubs. And I hope that continues. But, Alan, stay away from Twitter. Just, it's not worth it.
And you are right, because it's not as if the guy is shrewd at all, because he has a column in the Nottingham Post, a weekly column where he discusses everything that's going on at Notts County, and the club have got their own official communication channels, which I completely agree with you. I think he should just stick to tweeting through that, because, like you say, he undermines things. And not even that, in the transfer windows, he'll announce that he's expecting 4 or 5 sign-ins tomorrow, and then suddenly there's no sign-ins, because obviously we know this is football, a lot can go wrong, other clubs, differences in wages, that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden there's no signings. And then you've got an army of Notts County fans waiting to have their new striker revealed. And then, of course, he doesn't turn up. And if you hadn't tweeted that, you wouldn't have created this own problem for yourself. So I would agree with you. I think it's about time that he did leave Twitter. But one thing I would like to ask you, how long do you think it'll last? Because for me, I think the moment County recall back-to-back wins, he'll be back with a bang and he'll be really at it. So do you think it's to last, or...
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Liam. I think as soon as County get maybe even just one win, or they score a goal, he'll be back on Twitter. You know, maybe they complete 5 passes in a row and he'll just sort of get back on it. But yeah, just looking through Alan Hardy's Twitter just now, he just reels things off with a sort of diarrhea-style use of tweeting. Just, you know, he doesn't seem to have any filter at all. And, you know, the main role of a football chairman should be to revive money and strategy in the boardroom, not in the public eye. And that's really, I think, actually part of the undermining part of Notts County. I don't think Alan Hardy has been a positive asset to Notts County this season, despite the good work he's done in the past. So I think he perhaps needs to take some time away from Notts County to an extent and maybe sort of to reflect a bit more on how he's been sort of approaching his role as chairman. And, you know, maybe just delete his Twitter account. Genuinely, that might be the best thing for him to do.
Yeah, because I mean, you can go back through there and see countless things that are just very eyebrow-raising, similar to the Peterborough chairman. But I think Alan Hardy probably wins the most controversial chairman in the Football League award for the things that he's put on. I mean, if you look back to the tweets after the 3-0 loss at Cheltenham last week, he was tweeted by a fan saying 80% of this current squad are no good, essentially. And he quoted it and said, only 80%. So I think, yeah, if you're a player in that squad, and like there are other players that have left the squad, like Liam Noble and Adam Collin, who have both gone out to pastures new now, any time Alan's tweeting, they're there straight away, barking back and, you know, really embarrassing the club. And it's not great for anybody, especially not Notts County Football Club. And I mean, their media team must have an absolute nightmare when they hear what Alan's done, because all their good work can be undone instantly with 140 characters, essentially, from the chairman directly. Now, as we move forward with Notts County now, they are very much in a relegation battle. Lost 3-0 to Cheltenham, the closest team to them, just last weekend. And now another massive six-pointer with Morecambe, still under the guidance of Steve Cheddle, who has got 1-1 so far, 1-1 against Doncaster, 4-2 in the Steve Cheddle, who led them to a 4-2 win against Doncaster in the Checker Trade Trophy, and then obviously led them to the 3-0 home crushing defeat by Cheltenham last week. So going forward to the Morecambe game, guys, what are your predictions and what do you think Katie need to do in order to steady the ship, as Alex said?
Well, I actually think that it was very interesting. Today I saw that Steve Cheswell in his press conference has said he'd had a very frank and open conversation with the team, which I think is a very polite way of saying hopefully gave him a right kick up the backside, which is really what they need. I think the result against Doncaster was good. From what I've seen, it was a pretty good performance as well to match, which was nice. Cheltenham was unacceptable. That's the only way you can really say it. It's not a case of bad day at the office, right? It's unacceptable that fans should have to pay to watch that, and I think they should all be frankly refunded. I think looking ahead to the few games, Morecambe is a must win. I think that it'll provide the team with a big boost of confidence, which is really important, and also, we need the points. It sounds really bad, but at this point, it's not so much a bad run of form as it is an outright relegation battle now. We're far enough in the season where if they don't turn around their action soon, Notts County are in real trouble. And I think we all know that. So right now, he's going to be telling them, listen, either you pull your heads out your backsides, right? You get out on that pitch and you play with your hearts and you play for the fans, or you enjoy next season as conference players. Or sling your rook and find another club. So that's what he's going to be telling them.
And you reminded me there about sort of the players that they've got, and you mentioned if they do go down a non-league, I thought it just hit me that David Vaughan could well become a non-league player 1 year after being, well, say, when we, Euro 2016. Playing in a Euro 2016 semi-final, no less than 2 years later, he could be a conference player. Now, that's a scary thought. And another scary thought is the amount of contract length that these big-name players over the summer that came in got. So I think Enzio got 3 years, David Vaughan got 2 years. So that means David Vaughan will still be being paid up, presumably. And it just got me thinking, Kevin Nolan, believe it or not, refused severance pay from the club. So he's still on the weekly pay. So that means Harry Kewell will still probably be on that. And there was a lot of compensation paid to Crawley for Harry Kewell for, I think it's about £400,000 to have him come in. He was in a 3-year contract. He was only, I think, 10 weeks into it. So that means he's got to be paid out for 3 years, 10 weeks in. So he's done all right out of the situation. So in terms of the finances of the club, going down into non-league now could cripple Notts County, and we could be looking at another Portsmouth.
That is a scary thought, Liam. But yeah, when you phrase it like that, it's something I haven't really considered. But yeah, you're right, that's a real large expense for the club. And yeah, yes, they've been rebuilding. They've obviously got a pretty big modern stadium compared to most League Two teams. And But, you know, the attendances, I think, it wasn't great attendance at the Swindon game. The fans don't seem to have that to be with the team at the moment. You know, there was no unity. They were just, 500 guys from the West Country were out singing the 4,000 Notts County fans. That's not how it should be. So, yeah, the team, the fans just aren't behind the team at the moment. And I would say that if you had to put a gun to my head right now, I would say the two teams getting relegated from League Two would be Macclesfield and Notts County. I really think they are in very serious trouble, and I think that I don't know if they can turn it around, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything you said there, Matt. Notts County really do need to watch themselves because, you know, we've seen it so many times before with the likes of Stockport. You know, they got promoted into League One. They brought in these sort of big names, maybe older players, more experienced players on the big wages. And when they start dropping down the leagues, it will just cripple the club because, you know, you've got to imagine that the likes of Vaughan and Baldwin will be on pretty decent money for League Two. So if they were to get relegated and they're still under contract, then, you know, Notts County will really struggle there because it's just silly money to be paying in the likes of League Two and non-league. And I think they do need to take a look at actually Saturday's opponents, Morecambe. You know, they've been in the Football League for quite a long time now. Jim Bentley, their manager, is the longest serving in the Football League. And they've sort of stuck with the same sort of philosophy. You know, they've been very close to being relegated for a long time, Morecambe. They always seem to be, you know, just escaping relegation on the last day. But that's what they're happy with because they know that they can't stretch beyond their own means because they don't have a lot of money and maybe they'll expect one good season every now and then. But that's where they're at, and they're not going to sack Jim Bentley anytime soon, even if they get relegated. I think Notts County need to have a look at that sort of thing and think, you know, maybe we will have a couple of bad seasons every now and then, but we need some consistency. We need to, if Ardley does come in and maybe he can't turn it around, then I wouldn't necessarily sack him because they just need that bit of consistency, I think, if they're going to be able to turn it around.
So, again, I think it all comes back to Alan Hardy. And what's interesting is actually in September, he did an interview with the Nottingham Post where he admitted to overspending last season by £750,000 on players' wages and extra fees. Right? Clearly, he was, as Nolan came in, I don't think anyone was expecting the number of bonuses they were going to be winning every week and every month, right? Because at one point he was saying he was spending £40,000 a month just on bonuses, right? But if you're overspending by £750,000 in a season, that is poor management of a club. It's not right, and it comes down to the owner having to crack down. And I think that a manager that's this, and I don't want to have a go at Hardy too much, but I would call it fiscally irresponsible. And the question has to be asked, if they do go down, right, I think some of them will have various clauses with relegation so that the bonuses become invalid, etc. Will Notts County not just be able to bounce back up, will they be able to stay afloat? Will they maintain the attendances? Will they maintain the money coming into the club? I don't think they will. And I think that if they do go down this season, administration is a serious, real possibility. And there has to be contingency measures for that right now. The first of which should be avoid them altogether. Let's stay up, right? At this point, like I was saying earlier, I'd like to see them steady the ship. But whether it's 1 point off the relegation zone or 10 points, as long as they finish outside of it, that's fine. Just disregard this season. But avoid relegation. If they do go down, though, they are going to be in real trouble. Because it's clear the owner, while he's great, Alan Hardy, is irresponsible, right? And that's a fact. He isn't always careful with money. I think they're going to be in real, real trouble.
I'll echo that because I think what you said about relegation clauses, I don't think the ego of Alan Hardy when signing these players in the summer would even allow the idea of relegation to come into the head. So I think possibly it's the other way where they've got money going up for based on performances. But I was speaking to some people involved in the club last week and I was informed that, you know, you mentioned the win bonuses, 40,000 a month. They conveniently stopped around February. What else also happened around February was Notts County's form took a massive turn for the worse. So when you're talking about being fiscally irresponsible, I think what he's done is he shot himself in the foot by removing these bonuses. Now there's no incentive for these players to win. And then you look back at the county results under Kevin Nolan, there was a lot of games that they were winning in the 92nd minute, 87th minute, 85th minute, 88th minute, 89th minute, Brentford, Johnstead. The win bonuses they got through the roof. And then all of a sudden, it's the other way. The win bonuses are stopped, and they're conceding goals at the 85th minute, 86th minute, 87th minute, 92nd minute equaliser. We were at the Crawley game, and you remember the penalty went in at the 94th minute. And there wasn't the same desire there then that they'd had before. So I completely agree with what you're saying in terms of this is real trouble now. And I am of the opinion that Alan Hardy wasn't expecting this to be as half as expensive as it has been so far. So he overspent by 750,000 last season. God knows what he's done so far this season, because he's sacked two managers, paid compensation for one of them, as we've already discussed. But we'll just have to wait and see on that front. But just to wrap things up then, just like to get a prediction from you guys ahead of the next couple of games, really, for Notts County. So yeah, coming up, looking at the county fixtures, we've got Morecambe away this weekend, followed by a massive home fixture next week against Carlisle, which we fully expect Neil Ardley to be in charge for. It has been confirmed that Steve Chettle will be in the dugout away at Morecambe this weekend. But I'll start with you, Matt. We'll go left to right. Just want to get your score prediction and just a little bit of an insight of how you think the game's going to go. Notts County versus Morecambe. Morecambe versus Notts County on Saturday.
I'm going to be, mild optimistic, so I think it'll be a 1-1 draw. Obviously, both teams struggling and they're both having problems with sort of shipping goals and scoring goals as you do when you're at the bottom of the table. So I think it will be a scrappy 1-1 draw with not a very pretty game of football played.
I think I'm going to be a little less optimistic. I was slightly optimistic before the show started, but I hadn't actually heard that thing about Alan Hardy saying that 80% of the squad aren't good enough. And when you look at that, I think the players are just going to think, you know what, if you're going to say that about me, then I'm not going to try. So I think in terms of quality, County have got a lot better players than Morecambe, but I think Morecambe are the better team at the moment, so I'm going to go for a 2-0 Morecambe win.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Jim, I'm afraid. Morecambe are coming off the back of two successive wins against Yeovil and then against Forest Green Rovers. So I do think they're going to be in high form. They're going to realise how rubbish County are at the minute, and I think they're going to go in with a more positive attitude. I'd love to be wrong, but I'm probably going to put it, I even think that they might win by 3 goals. I think it might be 3-0. But yeah, I'm going to put that down as a Morecambe win. And I think that if Notts County can salvage a draw, that'd be nice, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I'll have to sort of agree with the sentiment, because I was at the Swindon game and I thought there's no way that we could lose to Swindon. Phil Brown, Swindon, that hadn't won in 12 games. And then, yeah, we lost that. And so for me, I think what it's more a case of is keeping the score down, as dreadful it is to say. So I'll probably go for a 3-0 walk and win myself. But I think it's going to be another one of those. It could be anything, you know, and I think now what Chettle's going to look to do is possibly just settle the squad a bit, possibly have a word with Ardley, if it is Ardley, of course, and see what team he's going to look to implement, and then sort of pick around that basis. But thanks for coming on today, guys. That's all from us this week on Over the Trent as we looked into the Notts County crisis. We'll be with you very shortly for a full episode on everything at Forest and everything at Meadow Lane. But for the meantime, enjoy Morecambe away and come on, you Pies.
I'm Alan Hardy.
Hi, this is Matty Cash.
Hi, I'm Darren Fletcher.
Hi, I'm Stuart Pearce, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Welcome to the home of the oldest professional football club in the country.
The expectation of the fans now is to be talking about promotion.
As a team, as a squad of players, we've come a long way.
Goals from Jason Cummings and from Kieran Dowell in that match.
The City Ground's got that special buzz about it.
Obviously, it's such a big club and the fan base is massive.
This is URN Sport.